now it is time to all close our eyes and dream of warmer climes. The weather is nice here, don't get me wrong, but it's bound to be much sunnier somewhere else. And the man who can tell us where is Fergal O'Keefe, the Ennis native and the creator of the Travel Tales with Fergal podcast, with us for Travel Tales with Fergal once again. How are you doing, sir?
Great to see you, Alan.
Likewise. You're looking well, I'm presuming. Are you back from anywhere recently, or are you getting ready to go somewhere?
Yeah, no, I haven't been anywhere, but yeah, I'm always making plans. So,
you really are. So tell us, why did you pick the Amalfi Coast? Is this on your to-visit list?
No, I've been there, but do you know what? I suppose what it is a new show on Netflix with Andrew Scott called Mr. Ripley, which is, it's a series, but it was based on the film Talented Miss Ripley. So I was watching that, and it reminded me of how amazing the place is. It really, like, when you think of that cliched image of Italy with, you know, like little field or little gardens with lemon trees in the gardens and rugged cliffs and the turquoise waters, and, you know, like, just it's when you think of Italy, that's the image I have. I mean, it's funny because the actual show, which kind of makes me kind of hard to get past, is it's in black and white. So I know why they did it, because it makes the place look kind of, you know, a little bit decrepit maybe in some ways and scary, but as well, and that's what they wanted to go for. But so I don't think it kind of really captures the stunning beauty of the place. But the original one, actually, the movie, Talented Mr. Ripley, I thought really captured the beauty of it. So that's really what got me. It's somewhere that I would so recommend to people. And the great thing is that Ryanair actually have flights directly from Shannon. They go out on a Wednesday and a Saturday. So it's great. And, you know, the Amalfi Coast, I mean, the whole area, I think, is a World UNESCO site, and there's so much to see there. But the flight is into Naples, and it's funny because I suppose, you know, I would nearly say it's two trips. One is, I would so recommend to people to go to Naples for a weekend to get a feel for the city, but then also to a separate trip maybe then to go just up to the Amalfi Coast, or if you wanted to combine them, it would be amazing, kind of the grittiness, maybe a little bit of Naples and the buzz of the city with the peacefulness of the Amalfi Coast. I mean, one thing I will say about it is one of the most popular sites in the world. And even recently, last summer, I saw there was articles about their sort of, even the roads along the Amalfi Coast, they're actually sort of limiting the number of cars that go on the road in the height of the season. But it still is somewhere to really go. I was just before I came on, I just looked on Ryanair out of curiosity, and around, you know, even in May for €100 return, you can get flights there. So, I mean, it'd be a perfect time to go around now, around May, and again in September, but any time during the summer, because there's so much to do there. And a great thing about it, actually, is the train services and the bus services, etc., are so amazing there that you wouldn't really need to spend any money on a car. And even, you know, for people, Nisher, a great driver, and relax, the roads along the Amalfi Coast are unbelievable. Like, they're these cliff top roads that drop down into the sea, little narrow roads with Rome or with Italians bombing along. So I wouldn't really recommend, you know, actually driving on yourself, and this is a bit of a daredevil, but the buses are great. I remember being on the buses go from village, so the whole Amalfi Coast is dotted with you know, people will know the famous ones like Amalfi itself and Positano, which is the town that everybody thinks, you know, in Instagram now, if you ever see Instagram images of Positano, of the Amalfi Coast, it's always Positano is the town, this town going right down into the sea, built into a cliff. But there's loads of Sorrento's, that is probably the biggest town in the area. So there's loads of those towns, but there's great bus services and train services going all along the coast. And for me, like, you know, when you're on the bus, you're kind of sitting at the edge looking down. It looks just like a cliff face looking down. So anytime I'm on a bus like that on mad roads, I always just think, you know, in my head, I'm going, this bus must be doing this like several times a day and, you know, every year. So, you know, what are the odds of dying?
If that were me, Fergal, I'd sit on the other side of the bus for the entire journey and look to my right.
Yeah. I remember, I think, I don't know if I ever said, I've talked about it before in this, but I was in where was it, in Peru, but it was like going down into the jungle, and it was like one of the most dangerous roads, and it's just terrifying. That's all I kept thinking. The bus driver, he must know what he's doing, you know, to feel safe about it, you know.
But
the first
so.
Place is to fly, exactly. First place is to fly into Naples, and people often dodge that and, you know, just go straight to down to the Amalfi Coast. But I really would recommend it because there's a great buzz in the city. Actually, my favourite cities, I was going to say in my head, sorry, in the back of my head, I'm going, actually, well, no, I do have lots of favourite cities, but it's up there, you know, definitely in the top 100. But Naples is amazing. And, you know, like food, you know, we always think of, like, again, I'm talking about the cliches of Italy, but pizza. And, they say it was invented in Naples, the Neapolitan pizza, and it's, you know, their margherita, and it's just stunning. I mean, when you talk to locals, they try to say, like, the local tomatoes, they're called San Marzano, and it's, you know, Naples is built, you see Mount Vesuvius in the background, and they say those tomatoes are grown on the volcanic fields, you know, with the ashes that make them really ripe and sweet. But it's absolutely amazing. And there's one place I'd recommend to people, it's called Sorbilla. And they just make those Neapolitan, you know, the margherita pizzas, and that's all one thing, and there's a big queue down the street, and it's actually worth queuing for the pizzas. That's all you can order, but it's absolutely amazing. You always know a place is good when locals are queuing for it, and you see all the locals outside, and it is just absolutely stunning, the food. But all the food there in Naples, and there's so much to do. In that TV show, The Talented Mr. Ripley, they talk a lot about Caravaggio in it. And there's like loads, like you just walk into churches there and there's like Caravaggios on it. And one little tip, if anyone's into diving, there's great actual diving. Just one of the suburbs, Naples is on the water, and one of the suburbs, there's like loads of diving companies, but you can actually dive off the coast there, just literally off the coast. And, you know, it's a bit like Pompeii. There's like mosaics and you know, you see pottery, you know, little towns under the water, and you can swim over it. So that's an amazing little thing to do. And then the Amalfi Coast is just so close to Naples that even if you were just in Naples, you could do a day trip. But I really recommend to people is to go actually, you know, to stay in one of the towns. And actually, one of the first ones, I haven't been there myself, but where the show actually was filmed is a town called Atrani. Rather than Positano. So the Mr. Ripley was actually the writer, Patricia Highsmith. She wrote a number of books about Ripley, and she based it around Positano, but they actually filmed it in Atrani. And I've been reading about it, and they say it's sort of, you know, it's like a smaller, much less touristy town. So it's the one thing, you know, about the whole Amalfi Coast, that it is very touristy. Sometimes you feel like, you know, like every shop is a restaurant or selling stuff for tourists. But that place, they say, is, you know, less touristy. And it has a lovely, you'd see it in the show, actually, has a lovely little beach on it. There's other towns like Nerano as well and Ravello that aren't as popular. But I have to say, when I was there, my favourite was Positano, just because of the views of it, going, you know, like the way it's built into the cliffs, and there's every little garden has got these like little lemon trees, and that area is famous. Anytime you go to Italy, anywhere in Italy, they always, that liqueur limoncello, usually in the restaurant, they offer you like a cool, like the little aperitif of the limoncello. And that comes from that area. And you see it everywhere, all the lemon trees throughout the area. And actually above Positano, there's a walk there called Walk of the Gods. People are into it. And the walk is, I think it's 11K walk, very doable, but a stunning walk above Positano. It goes through a couple of villages and ends up down in Positano. But I'd really recommend, you know, if it isn't too hot, to go to that village or to go along that walk, because you actually can see the whole area around, all the towns below you, but also then out to the island of Capri, and you know, which is stunning as well. So the just for the views, I would really recommend that for people.
It sounds really, really magical, and other beautiful places like Sorrento. And as you alluded to, Fergal, with Mount Vesuvius in the background of Naples, that would bring up Pompeii, which is a place I have always wanted to visit.
Yeah, and it's one of my favourite, you know, like archaeological sites, I suppose, that I've gone to. It's just absolutely stunning. It was AD, it's nearly 2,000 years old now when it actually happened. It was AD 79. Because the whole place was covered so quickly, is amazing. Like, they've only been excavating, I think, for the last 250 years. And I think there's still something like 17 hectares. So a quarter of the site still hasn't been dug. And it's amazing because articles still, I mean, even I'd say about 2 weeks ago, an article popped up where they've discovered these new frescoes and they're about Roman mythology. One is with Helen of Troy meeting Paris, which is, you know, quite amazing. That was kind of historical for them. And they keep unearthing things, and so it's kind of a living, you know, like site where they keep, you know, it's a full Roman town where you see the streets. You know, they've even now unearthed signs where they found signs where it's like warning locals to keep their dogs on a leash, which is amazing. But that's what it feels like. It's like a modern town. They found like snack bars. They found a place that, like, you know, it was like they're calling it like a pizzeria. You know, it's quite amazing. And when you go into the houses, it's, you know, the frescoes and the houses where they had perspective, which, you know, like I remember at the time, you know, I always think, when I think of perspective, I always think of that Father Ted episode about the cow, you know, close and far. But they had it there in Pompeii, and then it disappeared for hundreds of years. And then it was in the Renaissance that it came back. So they were so sophisticated in sewage, and they had bars and all sorts of areas. But so you really feel like it's a living city. And, you know, they found a chariot recently. So it's somewhere that you could go back to. And I would really recommend people, you could spend the whole day there, but to go real early in the morning, I would recommend, because of the heat, it's the only tricky thing walking around, to make sure to get a guide, to, you know, to do go around the place with a guide, because they bring the place alive and tell you about, they'll bring you to certain places and what it's like. But that's somewhere that I would say is a must. And when I was there, I stayed in Positano and Sorrento, and you can easily get a bus or a train there. So as I said, you don't need a car, so you can easily get to Pompeii, to all the villages, to the city, anywhere like that on the public transport system. So I would go, you know, not just the city and all those little hill towns, but even for Pompeii, I would go, it's a must.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. And as you mentioned, reasonably priced flights from Dublin through Ryanair to Naples. In terms of...
And Shannon as well, yeah.
And in terms of accommodation costs, Fergal, you know, are they reasonable? What time of year is best for people to go?
Well, now, our... like September, October is definitely the best time. But the beauty of these places, because they're so touristy, it's all different prices. Like when I went there, like it was years ago when I went there, but I was staying in, like, there were like kind of guest houses rather than hotels. And they were very cheap, you know. But I mean, you can stay. I mean, then, you know, the woman, like Patricia Highsmith, who wrote the Ripley books, like she was in Positano. And, you know, that's the amazing thing. Like, she stayed in a hotel called the Hotel Miramar. And that's still there. Or John Steinbeck wrote a famous short story about Positano and the hotel Syracuse. That's still there. So you can, I mean, some of like the nicer hotels have little pools based on the cliffs, because that's the one thing about the Amalfi Coast. There isn't really beaches, but I actually don't mind that. I prefer, you know, there's these little the hotels where you jump in off the rocks into the sea, or a lot of places do have pools. But from a price range point of view, you can pay, you know, it's all price ranges, basically. So as cheap as you want, and as expensive as you want. And it's the same with the restaurants. Some of the most amazing restaurants in Italy are there. But then, you know, I recommend that pizzeria in Naples, and that would be a couple of euros for that pizza. So, you know, that's the beauty of Italy. You don't really need to go. It's the little side places looking for where the locals are. And that's what I would really recommend for people.
Well, I was just picturing myself there when you were talking about
it. But also Capri, just to mention Capri, again, you know, Capri, and actually just off Capri is Ischia as well, which is a gorgeous place, which isn't as popular as Capri. So Capri is very touristy, but amazing. I mean, even, you know, I think it was Tiberius, he had a villa there. All the Roman emperors and from Rome, they used to have like their son villas there, even back in Roman times in Capri. So it's amazing. And there's this amazing place called the Blue Grotto, which is a cave. You enter it by the sea, and the colour of the water, you know, the Blue Grotto, like, it's unbelievable, like see-through light colour. I remember when I went in there, the guy in the boat, you go in these little boats with a bunch of people on them, and I remember the guy going, you know, if you want to, you could go for a swim. So I jumped straight in, and then when I was in the water, I realised I hadn't really emptied my pockets, so I had my phone and money and... But anyway, they all survived. I was just too excited. I just jumped straight in before he changed his mind. Well, so I don't recommend that. But Capri is definitely worth a day trip, you know. You can easily, from any of the towns like Sorrento, it's only, I don't know, half an hour or something away by boat. So I'd really, really recommend that as well.
That sounds absolutely lovely. Thanks for filling us in on all of that, Fergal. And before we finish, of course, you're a busy, busy bee. You've got the Travel Tales of Fergal podcast and also the GAA Minor Moments podcast as well. Tell us about those, and particularly some great guests for the Minor Moments. Previous guests here on Morning Focus, Emer Ryan and Tony Griffin amongst them.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So, yeah, we've Emer Ryan's episode. So it started season three, just started last week. I had Anne Downey, who was a GAA Camogie legend. And she was fascinating and, you know, had coached for years. And I've Emer Ryan, whose book, The Grass Ceiling, came out. And I'd say she, you know, she's like a modern voice now in the GAA. I have Jane Adams next week. It comes out every Tuesday. You get it on all podcasting platforms. And Tony Griffin, who's an amazing character. You've talked to him. And also Billy Walsh, I interviewed that. That'll be coming out in a couple of weeks. And Billy, you know, US boxing, amazing character, who actually captained the Tipperary Minor Footballs and played in two Leinster finals with the Tipperary Minor Hurlers against Kilkenny, and loves GAA. And he's an amazing character. So I'd really recommend when that comes out. And I've got Alan Brogan. So loads of great guests over the next few weeks. And then the other one is my, I'm in season six now with the Travel Tales with Fergal. And I have a really interesting character this week, a guy called Tomás McIntyre, who's from Ballyfermot in Kerry. But over the last 8 years, he's been cycling bit by bit. He comes back during the summer and works and goes off cycling. So he's been in the US and Australia, New Zealand, Southeast Asia. But his last trip really caught the imagination, where he went from India to Dubai, basically, but through Pakistan, you know, over the Himalayas, into Afghanistan and Iran. And he's amazing stories about the, you know, the Taliban. And, you know, he's actually also included the top to the bottom of Africa as well. So he's an amazing character, and all by cycling. So that episode actually just came out today. So he's what I call him is like a true adventurer, amazing character.
Wow, it really does sound like it. Putting us to shame with his exertions there by the sounds of it, that is for sure. Make sure you check that out, guys. That's the Travel Tales of Fergal podcast, and also the brilliant GAA Minor Moments Season 3 out now.